email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've live music today and a dog. we have Campbell Jensen, Ashley Campbell and Thor Jensen. They've started their Irish tour and they're here in studio. Good afternoon. And Frodo is the dog. What breed is Frodo, Ashley?
Frodo's a miniature schnauzer.
Right. And he goes everywhere with you and Thor.
He does right now, yeah.
Right. Dog sitters are very expensive.
They sure are, yeah.
Hard to come by. When did you arrive in Ireland, Thor?
We've been here about a month. Oh. We had the pleasure of being in Sandy Kelly's band for the last month.
Brilliant.
Yeah, just through happenstance, and it just worked out. And so we played her tour with her, and now we're getting ready to hit on the road and play our shows.
She's country royalty.
She is indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's fantastic.
Duetted with Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she's probably told you that.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. Listen, will you sing for us and then we'll have the chat? Is that
absolutely
okay with you?
Yeah.
What are you going to sing for us first?
First, we're going to do our version of Gentle on My Mind by John Hartford.
Right. Great.
It's knowing that your door's always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend. Soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a ruffling coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through captains round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back road by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. You're gentle on my mind. You're gentle on my mind. You're gentle on my mind.
That was lovely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you met because you wanted to learn jazz gypsy guitar.
Yeah,
or jazz gypsy banjo, was it?
Gypsy jazz guitar.
Gypsy jazz
yeah,
guitar, right.
I was raised to be a huge fan of Django Reinhardt. And so Thor was put in my path through when I asked a friend for a guitar teacher that teaches that style. And we hit it off right away musically and personally. And
right. Because it is a bit cliched, isn't it? You know, that like, you know, I don't know if you saw Irish Wish with Lindsay Lohan. Did you see that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's funny. We started it, and then we stopped right. it, and then we ended it.
Yeah. So there's the scene where he's teaching her how to play darts.
Okay.
There's the scene where somebody's teaching somebody to play tennis, or, you know, that one with, remember the pottery one with...
Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like Gypsy Jazz Ghost, basically.
Yeah, Gypsy Jazz Ghost, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you been together then?
Oh, gosh. A little over 2.5 years now.
Yeah, getting closer to 3 years.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that lovely in the middle there. That that instrumentation there in the middle was beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Why banjo, Ashley?
Well, I was kind of accidentally started playing banjo.
How does one accidentally start playing banjo?
So I was studying theater at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, and I got into a play in the theater department that we were taking over to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and they needed a banjo player in the play to do the music in between the scenes. And I was known around the theater department as being able to kind of play any instrument decently. I played guitar already and piano, but they asked me to learn banjo. So the department bought me a banjo and paid for me to take some lessons.
Wow.
And I just completely changed my life, fell in love with it, and started playing with bluegrass
bands. You were into comedy. You're in the same Groundlings. And they produced some famous people like Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell.
Melissa McCarthy was one of my teachers.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
So your life could have gone completely differently.
Yeah, I could still be in L.A. trying to get in commercials. And oddly enough, some of my comedy mentors had a bluegrass band as well. Right. So I started taking lessons from their banjo player, John Rosen, who's incredible. They were called, their band was called why am I completely blanking now?
Well, I can't help
you. Don't tell them.
they don't listen, I know for a fact. There was a sort of a Steve Martin theme going through because I didn't realize that he wrote on your dad's TV show back in the late 60s, early 70s. And of course, he's a banjo player.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever met him?
I have met Steve Martin at the L.A. Concert Hall when he did his show there. Really nice guy, very quiet and reserved. But
is he a good banjo player?
He's very good. I actually taught myself how to play clawhammer style from listening to him play on his albums.
Yeah. And how did your dad feel about you playing banjo as opposed to guitar?
Oh, he was so proud. I still play guitar, you know.
Yeah.
He was very proud that I was playing banjo. He loved sitting down and playing with me.
Mm. And you, did you step back to help your mum care for your dad when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Is that the way it went?
Well, I guess step back from the normal course of, you know, a young 20-something's life.
Yeah.
But I stepped forward into the role of caregiver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because we were touring with him, you know. It wasn't just taking care of him at home. It was taking care of him on stage as well. So I would just make sure he was okay and kind of lead him in the right direction if he needed help on stage, if he lost his way or forgot what song was next.
And of course, people would have seen I'll Be Me. And that it's 10 years. That's 10 years old now, is it?
Gosh, that's crazy to think that. But yeah, my dad passed away in 2017 and we stopped touring. The last show was in November of 2012. So it's been a while.
And I read last night why it's called I'll Be Me.
Yeah.
That's because it's funny, isn't it? Because when you talk to people who care for people with Alzheimer's, there has to be a lot of humor in it. It's humor and it's sort of a coping mechanism.
Yeah, the director, James Keach, he said, hey, Glenn, you know, we're making a movie about you. And my dad goes, oh, really? I'll be me.
And he was.
Yeah, he sure was.
Do you mind if I was getting a clip and this is the humor and the sadness all in one sort of minute clip.
Yeah.
And it's him on stage. And of course, the audience knew that he'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And that was part of the, I suppose, the mission statement of the tour was to bring it out into the open, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. To remove the stigma of being shamed.
Yeah. So this is your dad. And you're in this clip as well.
I walk into the kitchen to get something, right? And I go in and I said, now, what did I come in here for? I stopped it. I quit going into the kitchen.
Okay. You ready?
Don't you introduce these? Who are these people up here? there they are.
Just me for now.
Okay. This is my...
Over there.
Yeah, my kids and friends and whoever else is here.
Hi.
My darling.
Introduce me, Dad.
Huh?
Introduce me.
I have. I got it right here. I had to write it down, or you would have got it first.
You're funny.
Anyway, my darling daughter, Ashley. Ashley Campbell with her. She plays banjo, sings, guitars.
Yeah. So the first time that happened, it must have been particularly sad. You know, when he looked at you and he couldn't remember your name.
You know, it's gradual. It's a gradual thing with Alzheimer's, especially, you know, being on stage and all that. You can, as a caregiver, you can tell when they actually don't know and when they're just searching for the word, when they recognize you but they're searching for the word, or when they really don't know. And that moment later on was very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about the reaction? Because it's 10 years now. So yeah. Lots of people have seen it, and lots of people who are carers for people with Alzheimer's have seen it. And I would imagine they've reached out to you and your family and your mum to let you know how that documentary affected them.
Yeah, the biggest takeaway I often get is when people, you know, thank us for making the film and for making them feel seen as well, that they're not alone and that everyone goes through it, whether you're, you know, working in a supermarket or you're Glen Campbell on stage.
Yeah. And music and Alzheimer's, there seems to be this special thing that music activates parts of the brain that other activities doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. It's scientifically proven that it promotes communication between the left and the right side of the brain. There's just something magical about it. And, you know, there's something different in the music and melodies than there is in the lyrics. And them working together is really something special.
Do you go down a rabbit hole on YouTube every so often?
I do.
Watching clips of your dad.
I like to watch him shred with Willie Nelson. There's this great video of him playing Columbus Stockade Blues.
Like, Willie's 91, I think, this month.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's featuring on the Beyonce album.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not singing, he's talking. He's sort of acting as a DJ. He has his own country music show, doesn't he?
He's got Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius XM, I think.
But. Yeah. So that's him. He's sort of talking. But to think he's 91, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you heard the Beyonce album?
You know, I haven't.
No, yeah. It'd be interesting to get your opinion because...
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it one of these days.
Yeah. So Remembering is lovely as well. We played a bit of that because this is a song you wrote and it featured in the documentary. And it sort of says it all in a song, doesn't it?
First guitar and I just wasn't getting it right. You showed me how to play it, said it doesn't happen overnight. And in a couple of years I come home and show you how I play Blackbird. Although I miss a couple notes, you still say that it was the best you'd ever heard.
Daddy, don't you worry, I'll do the remembering. Isn't that lovely?
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome plucking there, hypnotic and compelling. The reviews are in, Thor. And wow, Ashley Campbell, the apple don't fall far from the tree, says Joe and Kerry.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah. Do you know what I discovered today as well when I was looking up? Your version of Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits.
Oh, funny you should bring that up. So that's with Postmodern Jukebox.
Yeah.
And Thor and I are about to embark on a 2-month tour with them.
Are you? So will I play a clip of that?
Sure.
Yeah. So Ashley Campbell, Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits. So you're going to be on tour with that band?
Yeah, with Postmodern Jukebox. Both Thor and I are going on tour with them. We'll be in Ireland the week of the 20th of April.
Right.
We'll be playing a couple shows all over the country.
You're busy. Sandy Kelly, then on your own.
Yeah, we will have been gone from our home in London for about 4 months straight.
Right, okay. Tony's a banjo picker in Skibbereen in West Cork. He says, Gentle on My Mind was written by the late John Hartford, as you said, himself an excellent banjo and fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
When Steve Martin was asked why he chose to be a film actor instead of a pro banjo player, he said that he never heard anyone say, look at the banjo player driving in his Porsche. So that's that, yeah. So you're going to sing one of your own for us now.
We are. Yeah. So Thor and I have a duo that we just released our debut album. We're called Campbell Jensen. Ashley
How'd
Campbell,
you come
Thor
up with
Jensen.
The name?
Well, you know, very creative. Yeah. Ashley Campbell and Thor Jensen. And the album's called Turtle Cottage, and we're so excited about it. Do I have time to tune?
Yeah, I'll tell them the dates while you're tuning.
Oh,
is that fair enough?
Yeah.
That's a good use of time. So tonight, Ashley and Thor are in the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre in Knoll in Dublin. Tomorrow, Clear's Bar and Theatre in Kilkenny. On Saturday, that's the day after, Levi's Bar, Ballydehob in Cork. On Sunday, the Workman's Cellar in Dublin. And then Thursday next, this day week, the Courthouse, Bangor County Down. Then Derry on Friday. And Kilcar in Donegal on Saturday. And you can find out more CampbellJensenMusic.com. CampbellJensenMusic.com. And Frodo stays silent through all of this. He doesn't, because over the years there's been a number of singing dogs in Ireland. I don't know if you've had them in the States, and they're featured on television.
Singing dogs?
Yeah.
Frodo
yeah.
doesn't sing really.
At all, no.
No, sometimes he announces you when you come back home. He'll go, woo woo! And we think he's saying, presenting Ashley!
Yeah. Woo woo!
Yeah, but he's pretty quiet in general.
Does he go on stage with you?
Yeah.
Oh, he does, right?
He does, yeah.
He put his bed up there. He just sleeps the whole time.
Oh, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
He couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. When the owner say it's a dog's life, he's a very nice dog's life, doesn't he?
Are we in tune with each other? Close enough.
Okay. Close enough for jazz. Isn't that what they say, Thor?
That's one, yeah.
All right. So this one's from our album, Turtle Cottage. It's called Run With You.
When did you first sing together?
A couple months after we met. We were sitting around and we both kind of said, what if we sang together? I think we tried to sing a Hank Williams song together.
I believe so. Yeah. I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
Probably
Cold Heart.
Because it's not a given that it's going to work, is it?
No.
It sure isn't.
And
no.
It took us a little while to find our duo voice, because Thor's voice is so low and mine's pretty high. So yeah. We kind of had to meet in the middle. Thor's been singing a little higher than usual and I've been singing a little lower.
Well, it sounds great.
Thank you
very much.
And CampbellJensenMusic.com. Ashley and Thor are all over the country on their own, and then with the name of the band,
Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes, later in the month. Ashley, thank you. Thor, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Bye now. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.